Sign number 18, the world will be characterized by violence. We have discovered that lawlessness will increase at the time of the end. In fact, the Bible says that the world will be like it was in the days of Noah and at the time of the destruction of the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. This lawlessness will naturally lead to our next sign of the end, sign number 18, violence. While the people of the world will believe that they are evolving into some type of perfected humanity, the situation on our planet will not reflect this. Indeed, it will be just the opposite. As we mentioned, the Lord said that the time of the end would be like the days of Noah. Luke 17:26 reads, "Just as it was in the days of Noah, so too it will be in the days of the Son of Man." In the book of Genesis, we read about this time period. We discovered that it was characterized by violence. Genesis 6:11 reads, "The earth was ruined in the sight of God. The earth was filled with violence." Now, one of the reasons that the Lord destroyed the population of the earth, except for Noah and his family, was because of the violence of humankind. In fact, Scripture says the earth was ruined because of it. Well, violence is going to be on the increase. Jesus warned of the violence that would characterize the world at the time of the end. Now, this violence will be mainly directed at two groups, those who have believed in him and the Jews. The Lord said the following to the believers in Matthew 24:9, "Then they will hand you over to be persecuted and will kill you. You will be hated by all the nations because of my name." So hatred for Christians will be worldwide. Now, we also find this out with the future war campaigns that the Bible speaks of. In fact, there are several wars the Bible talks about that will occur at the time of the end. One of them is the Ezekiel 38-39 battle that we talked about in sign number 9. There will be an invasion of Israel in the last days by a number of surrounding nations. Every member of this invading army will be destroyed by the Lord himself. Listen to Ezekiel 39:4-5. This is the Lord speaking. "On the mountains of Israel you will fall, you and all your troops and the nations with you. I will give you as food to all kinds of carrion birds and to wild animals. You will fall in the open field, for I have spoken, declares the sovereign Lord." That's Ezekiel 39:4-5. There's also the campaign of Armageddon. Scripture says that humans will be fighting right to the very end, and we discover this from the 16th chapter of the book of Revelation. Here's what it says. "The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Then I saw three impure spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. They are demonic spirits that perform signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty. Look, I come like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and remains clothed, so that he does not go naked and be shamefully exposed." Then they gathered the kings together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. That's Revelation 16:12-16. "Thus, there will be one final attempt to destroy all the Jews which are still living in the world, and this will take place at the Battle of Armageddon. Hence, violence will be a way of life." Well, there's a new kind of violence today, and that's called terrorism, and we must mention this. While the world has always been a violent place, we discover that in our time a different type of violence has come upon the scene, namely terrorism. Terrorists use violence not only to kill and maim, but to strike fear in the hearts of the people. Jesus also warned us that the time of the end would be a fearful time for those living on the earth. In Luke 21:11, he said, "There will be terrifying sights." So when we put these signs together, we discover that humankind, instead of evolving into more peaceful coexisting species, will actually become more violent, more wicked, more intolerant as we get closer to the time of the end. The confused world will become a fearful world, a world looking for peace, looking for answers, looking for hope. Unfortunately, as we saw in a previous sign, they will accept a person who gives them a false hope and a false peace. This acceptance of the final Antichrist will lead the world to the most lawless and violent time in the history of our planet. So while the antidote for lawlessness and violence is found in the message of Jesus Christ, we discover that another sign of the end will attempt to thwart the clear message of the gospel. Incredibly, it will come from those who claim to be followers of Christ.